This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire roars to a massive global debut. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, original Wonder Woman actress Linda Carter says Patty Jenkins' Wonder Woman 3 was really interesting and about something important, but the chances of it actually happening are pretty slim. The actress spoke about what a third film could have looked like during an interview with Yahoo Entertainment. She explained that the shelved superhero movie would have been a worthy continuation for Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. However, it will take a lot of fan power to get Jenkins' ship moving again. Jenkins' 2017 Wonder Woman film is widely regarded as one of the better DC films of the last decade, although its 2020 sequel, Wonder Woman 1984, is not quite as beloved. As James Safran and Peter Gunn look to pave a path forward with new films based on characters like Superman, Batman, and more, the chances Jenkins returns for a third Wonder Woman film are slim. Carter, who appeared in an after-credits scene in Wonder Woman 1984, is saddened by the project's potential demise and says fans will miss out on more quality content from Jenkins. And CD Projekt Red, the studio behind The Witcher and Cyberpunk 2077, apparently has no intentions of implementing microtransactions in its single-player games. In an interview with Stockwatch PL, spotted by PC Gamer, CD Projekt Red Chief Financial Officer Peter Nelubovich said, "We do not see a place for microtransactions in the case of single-player games." Nelubovich explained via Google Translate, "But we do not rule out that we will use this solution in the future in the case of multiplayer projects." While CD Projekt Red is known for its single-player games, the studio is planning to, at the very least, incorporate some multiplayer aspects in some of its future projects. Most notably, the studio is developing a new game set in the Witcher universe, codenamed Sirius. Although project details are slim, CD Projekt Red previously said that it will have both single and multiplayer gameplay. Nelubovich's comments come amid continued fan pushback against paywalls and in-game purchases, a conversation that's currently focused on Capcom's most recent single-player game, Dragon's Dogma 2. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire has opened to a titanic $80 million domestic weekend box office victory, while also bringing in $114 million overseas, totaling $194 million worldwide. As reported by Comscore, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire performed much better than expected, as many predicted this new MonsterVerse entry would earn somewhere between $50 million and $55 million in its debut. It also secured the second biggest opening weekend of 2024 by destroying all the competition, besides Dune Part 2's $82.5 million. This new film opened to much more than 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, which brought in $48.5 million, but that movie was released during the later parts of the COVID-19 pandemic and also was on HBO Max on the same day. Per Box Office Mojo, Godzilla vs. Kong ended up making $100.9 million in North America and $470.1 million worldwide. The only MonsterVerse film Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire failed to topple was 2014's Godzilla, which started strong with $93.1 million. Godzilla, which kicked off the MonsterVerse, earned $200.6 million in North America during its run and $524.9 million worldwide. Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire took second place with $15.7 million, which was a 65% drop from its opening weekend. The latest Ghostbusters film has passed $73.4 million in North America and $108.5 million worldwide. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money?
Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.